This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said air defenses shot down most of the Russian missiles fired at Ukraine Monday, and energy workers have already begun work on restoring power supplies. Russia carried out the latest in a wave of airstrikes on Ukraine Monday, destroying homes in the south and knocking out power in the north and killing at least two people. Ukrainian officials said Russian forces have increasingly targeted Ukrainian energy facilities in recent weeks as they've been forced to retreat on some battlefronts. They've caused major power outages as winter sets in on the country. Meanwhile, Western countries Monday began imposing a $60 per barrel price cap and ban on some types of Russian oil, part of new measures aimed at stepping up pressure against Moscow in response to its war on Ukraine. Meanwhile, India's foreign affairs minister said Monday his country will prioritize its own energy needs and continue to buy oil from Russia, its foreign minister said, signaling as, you know, the Western governments pressed Moscow with its price cap. Foreign affairs minister Subraman Nayam Jaishankar made the comments to reporters after holding talks with his visiting German foreign minister Annalena Baerbock, in which they discussed bilateral relations and Russia's war in Ukraine. Jaishankar said did not make any direct reference to the European price cap, but said the European Union was importing more fossil fuel from Russia than India.
The European Union, between February 24th and 17th November, has imported more fossil fuel from Russia than the next 10 countries combined. Just as I were to give you an India comparison, the oil import in European Union is like six times what India has imported. Gas is infinity times because we don't import, whereas European Union has imported 50 billion euros worth.
This is VOA News. Thousands of residents in Indonesia's East Java were on high alert Monday after a violent eruption at the island's tallest volcano prompted authorities to impose an 8-kilometer no-go zone and forced evacuations of entire villages. Reuters correspondent Matthew Luritanda reports.
About 2,500 people have been forced to evacuate on the Indonesian island of Java over its erupting volcano, Mount Semeru. Reuters video shows villagers desperately trying to flee and homes buried in ash. This villager, named Mariam, is telling us that she's asked the government for a house to relocate into as soon as possible. She's living in a temporary shelter and afraid that if hot ash clouds return, she won't be able to salvage her belongings. She'll have to start her life from scratch, she says. Mount Semeru erupted once last year, killing over 50 people and displacing thousands more. Indonesia has 142 volcanoes and the largest population in the world living in close range to one.
That's Reuters correspondent Matthew Luritanda reporting. Cameroon's government is praising U.S. authorities for arresting three Cameroonian Americans accused of supporting separatist violence in the country's western regions. Cameroon's government has for years been urging the U.S. and Europe to crack down on separatists operating outside the country, as Moki Edwin Kinsega reports for VOA from Cameroon.
Cameroon says it feels relieved by the U.S. Department of Justice decision to indict people suspected of supporting violence in western Cameroon, where government forces have been battling separatist groups for 5 years. John Billy Eko is Inspector General in Cameroon's External Relations Ministry.
We remain cautious and vigilant because the indictment is perhaps only the third phase of a judicial process which began with our government's persistence in convincing the American authorities to take action. So we await trial and sentencing.
If convicted, the defendants face a maximum penalty of up to 15 years in prison for the material support charges, up to 3 years in prison for receiving money from a ransom demand charge, and up to 20 years in prison for the money laundering conspiracy charge. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
North Korea has fired about 130 artillery rounds into the water near its western and eastern borders with South Korea, the latest military action contributing to worsening relations between the neighbors. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.